Hello.
Good evening. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. We would like to include your response to this study, not even 5 minutes of your time. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Ottrey and the State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local office like the state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Probably in the primary.
Probably vote in the primary, correct? Thank you. First answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organization. And if you don't recognize the name, just let me know so we can move on. Here's the first one. Shayla Jackson Lee, what's your opinion, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Which one should I record, man? Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And Danny Norris? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And Queen Dan Horn? Same questions and options?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, so how should I record your answer? No opinion, or somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable?
No opinion.
Okay, and Harold Dayton, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Unfavorable.
Yeah, how should I record your answer? Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
I'm sorry, I understand that, ma'am. But in order to continue, we have to pick what very
unfavorable.
Thank you. Yeah, Joyce Chapman. How about Joyce Chapman? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
And Houston Independent School District, or the HISD. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Now, which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our school? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Moving on. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Now, which of these four candidates would you vote for if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clean Dan Horn, or Danny Norris, if you had to choose today?
I think it would be Chapman.
Okay. Joyce Chapman. Now, Dix, there's a few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dayton and his record. Now, please rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Here's the first statement. Harold Dayton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. What's your reaction to that statement, ma'am? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
Okay, and Dayton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Your reaction to the statement, ma'am? Positive or negative?
Positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. And Harold Dayton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative? What's your reaction?
Very negative.
And Representative Dayton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Kane Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. What's your reaction to the statement? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
And he is fighting against the extreme Republican ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even